I think eventually one of these mornings I'm gonna go to my second job and just totally fall asleep and not wake up in time to see a big diesel engine in front of me. And that's gonna really suck. I don't
Whoa.
want
I
to.
think eventually one of these mornings I'm gonna.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was weird.
What happened?
Well, I was gone for so long because I was trying to figure out why the stream wasn't working on the iPhone. And as soon as I unmuted, it started playing on my phone.
Wait, you unmuted on your phone and
No,
all of a
as
sudden it
soon as
started?
I unmuted on my mixer,
Oh, so
it
I was just.
started playing on my phone. Like, all of a sudden, the stream started working. I'm freaked out, man!
Well, I'm not, it's because I was talking nothing for to nobody, which is good.
But come on, as soon as I unmuted the microphone, it
Yep.
started, all of a sudden it started working. That's freaking weird.
That is weird.
Well, this is Midnight Movie Nights for Saturday, May 24th, 2014.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Nights.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work podcast. Really now live broadcast also about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today's what? Oh, why I keep doing that. Gotta take that part of it out. I have the date twice. So just in case you forgot, today is Saturday, May 24th, 2014. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
And we can be found online at Movie Nights Pod over on Twitter, which is where where we do the most interaction. But we also have a website at midnightmovienights.com, and that's Nights with a K. We're also in iTunes, Stitcher, Blubbery.
Where apparently they can only afford one vowel.
Yeah, right? No, actually, I was checking their site out, reading a little bit about what they do, trying to figure it out. And I found a video of someone who works there, and they actually pronounced the name of the company. And so we got to stop calling it Blubbery. Because
really?
It is blueberry.
Aw. Blubbery. It sounded funnier.
Yeah.
So is it associated with the blueberries? The phones? Do they still make blueberries?
Do you mean blackberry?
Blackberries? Okay. I don't know. I never used one of those things.
I used to have one. It was blackberry. And,
blackberry, okay.
Yeah, I don't really know the state of that company. It's
I don't know, some kind of fruit phone. You got apples and oranges and blackberries and blueberries. I don't know.
And Windows Phone, which we actually should start showing up on if I did things correctly, because I enrolled us in the Zune Marketplace and DoubleTwist, TuneIn, a few other places as well. Just trying
I've
to
heard
get the
of,
podcast out there.
I've heard of DoubleTwist, but Zune, that's still around too?
Well, that's how you get into Microsoft's listing.
Oh, okay.
You go in through the Zune Marketplace. Well, actually, it still says Zune Marketplace, the page that you go to and everything, at least as it's linked from this one site. but you actually just email a Microsoft.com address, and then they check out the show, and then they list you. And apparently it should help us show up on Windows Phone and also on the Xbox, of all places.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, just trying to get the word out there.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, hey, it looks to me like you have something filled in for a trip down memory lane. Why don't you get to it? Let's go. Let's do this. Let's make some pod.
What? Well, I was just going to kind of bring that up with along with the movie we were going to watch. Because we're going to watch Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me start thinking about, you know, school reunions. And since this is graduation season, right? You know.
Yeah, it's getting close.
Wait a minute. I had a brain freeze there for a moment. I was like, wait, what month is this? I don't know time anymore.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. But it started making me think about, you know, school reunion. Did you go to a...
I went to my 10-year, yeah.
How did that go? Because I didn't go to mine.
I had a bunch of fun.
See, you probably looked forward to seeing a lot of people, and I just didn't... I didn't like people then. I didn't want to see them now. And
I hear you.
Or maybe one or two, but other than that... But I just liked the movie because it did make me think about school and what kind of life it was back then, and it sucked. It really sucked. But you always said you were like a band geek, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this kind of goes with the movie. There were like certain cliques that Romy and Michelle are trying to categorize themselves in, and who were they, you know, A-list and B and all that. So you were like with the band geeks, right?
Yes, sir.
I was kind of like the outsider, but
okay. So
I did.
So in your mind, since you were the outsider, what did a band geek seem like to you? How did you view the band geeks?
Just a bunch of people who went into this building with all these instruments playing music and always talking about music and everything. Some of them were just kind of, I knew a couple of them, they were cool, but others were just kind of, oh, I'm losing where I'm going with this. I really am.
Okay. All right, well, how about this? What are you listening to?
Oh, lately? I've been listening to like a 80s dance music channel on Sky FM.
So that's the first time. That's a first. We're not going to plug another podcast. That's cool.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to podcasts as they've... Sorry, looked at Twitter. Damn it! Was he Pony Boy? Jim, stop distracting me. And Stay Golden. It's on the TuneIn app. I listen to so many podcasts lately. I get caught up, and I'm like, what am I going to listen to now? But I love the 80s music.
The same thing happened to me.
You found that?
It just 80s? Happened last week. Yeah, I got completely caught up.
I know, and I go looking, and nothing is dropped, no new pod, and I'm like, ugh, no new pod. There's one I haven't listened to yet, and I'm like, I'm not going to listen to that crap.
Ooh, all right, now here's the test. I closed up and was hoping my air conditioner would not turn on. Can you hear it?
A little bit.
Damn, that sucks. Well,
but not bad, honey.
It's not hot in here just yet, so take it for a moment while I get this thing turned off.
So when I was mentioning this movie earlier in the week, for some reason I just got into the mood for the 80s, and there's a lot of 80s music in this movie. And so it's that's when I started listening to the 80s dance music channel. And Sky FM, apparently they have a lot of different channels that are, because they have some 80s music, just regular 80s, but I guess the 80s dance music channel, it just mashes a whole lot of music up from the 80s. And it also adds a lot of movie quotes and themes into it too. And one of them that grabbed me when I was driving home the other night, they had the Knight Rider theme in there. I was like, holy crap, I could dance to that. You know, if I danced. But the...
And what was this?
What, that 80s dance music channel?
Oh, okay. You're still... Oh, sorry, I lost you for a sec.
Oh, yeah. But... Yeah, it's just... That's what it's called. 80s dance music channel. Or the 80s dance music. If you look on TuneIn, that's where I found it.
Okay.
And I've been listening to that a lot since I've caught up on all the podcasts. And
yeah, that's crazy. I got caught up on mine and I didn't fill anything in for what are you listening to? Just because other than what I usually listen to, I haven't added anything new just yet, and I've already talked about, you know, like Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content, and you know we always talk about Netheads, and you know we've talked about What Say You, we've talked about, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff, and just nothing, like I didn't have anything that I could really grab onto this week.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually you do get caught up on. Well, like Jim's show. I don't listen to the podcast. I listen to it live, so
mm-hmm.
I usually don't go back and listen to it unless I actually miss something.
How do you listen to it?
Use TuneIn. So well, hopefully we'll be there. So.
If someone was like, "Oh yeah, Jim's show," you know.
Oh, where would I find that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably look for it on the GABroadcaster.com. Yeah.
But you listen live, so when do you live. Listen?
Usually at work. At let's see, what is it? Midnight? Midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
There you go. What days?
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, and what do you listen to on Thursday?
I usually listen to music. There's nothing else on, really.
You cat bastard.
I know. I listen to you, of course. Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle.
Yay. Who else can we plug right now? We are not here to please you.
I knew you were taking that plug, and I was just going to just drag it out.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to...
This week in plugging other shows. Yay!
I'm not going to play along that easily.
Hey, you know what? It made for good content, I think. So, I applaud you, sir.
Okay, very good.
All right, so... You've been listening to the 80s station.
Yeah. Because I love the 80s music.
Right. Basically because you're all caught up on your podcasts and that's great.
Uh-huh. And
the exact same thing happened to me. But
what do you listen to?
I didn't go for more. I'm not listening to something right now. I'm watching something. And you know what's funny? You went all nostalgic this week. You and I are on the same wavelength, my friend.
Well, that's kind of scary because I was listening to this when I was driving. Are you watching this while you're driving?
I'm not. Well, no, I've been watching Batman the Animated Series.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
It's from the 90s. It wasn't 80s, but okay.
Well, but... First... I went nostalgic, all right? I was just saying, like, you know, we were on the same, kind of the same wavelength. Jeez.
I'm good
really
with it.
Beginning to damage my calm.
It's all good. Breathe.
Miranda.
Let's check Twitter. At Movie Nights Pod. We've got a couple of people tweeting along. Oh, it's you and Jim.
Yeah. Jim gave me some awesome
Patrick's
news.
Hey, Patrick's listening. Hi, Patrick.
I know. I was going to mention that. Hey, Patrick.
Oh, apparently Jim said that he couldn't hear the AC on air. Well, I'm going to allow it to get a couple degrees warmer in here. I just wanted to close up because earlier there was a party next door at the clubhouse, and that's why we were starting a little late tonight. And I just decided to close up and I'd throw on the air, hoping it wouldn't get too warm for it to kick on. And of course it did. So anyway, that's that. That's a really boring story. I don't know why I shared that, but
what,
hey,
the party next door? I was kind of wondering why you weren't there.
Because I was getting ready to make sweet, sweet pod.
Wow, that's so awkward to hear, but funny. There was no dancing on tables or anything?
Hey, they were having a good time. I think they were watching some kind of sports ball. But it certainly wasn't the Royals and Angels game, because I was at that game.
Yeah, you and said something about going to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a picture in a tweet.
Yep. Had a lot of fun. It was cool. Definitely going to do it again.
You go to lot of baseball games. I've only been to one in my life, and it was...
Well, come back out here. You can go to a lot, too.
I just never got into baseball.
Ah.
I mean, maybe it was just a place I went. You know, it was, what was it? Ranger Stadium. And, the seats and the steps, because I was really high up, I got those kind of nosebleed seats. They were really steep. And I get the vertigo or something when I'm on that. I'm like, I'm going to fall. But,
well, since we're talking about baseball,
yeah,
we're going to dedicate Midnight Movie Nights number 20, our most nostalgic episode yet. We're going to dedicate it to a small crippled boy out in Wisconsin, just like Babe Ruth.
Okay, I'm going to point to...
Thanks for the suggestion, Jim. Thank you. And yeah, I did actually realize that I could see enough of the mixer by candlelight in order to run the show. So yeah, I'm making sweet, sweet pod by candlelight.
Sexy time.
There's
by the way, I'm pointing
nothing.
To right field for you, Patrick.
Wait.
Hi, you're creepy.
Yay. I think the volume's still too low on that one. I need to try and fix that. That's from the movie Frozen. I love that movie. I love playing that as an example of how much I love that movie, and I think everyone should go watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I finally watched it a couple of weeks ago. Well,
I'm
hoping back
I got enough.
Utah.
Yeah. No, well, it's less than 8 seconds. I'm pretty sure I'm square on using stuff like that under fair use. I don't know. I know other people do it, and I've heard Will mention a lot of stuff about it, so I'm pretty sure, you know, pretty safe with that one. Anyway, you know what that was? Oh, I don't have it on here. Wait.
What was that?
Go over here.
Squirrel!
Sorry. Carry on.
It's you getting distracted again.
Yeah, it happens.
So, yeah, that's what I was listening to. 80s music.
Sweet.
Love the 80s. You went to a baseball game.
Yep. And I've been watching Batman the Animated Series.
How far are you into that?
It weirded me out. I'm about halfway, No, 3/4 of the way through the first season, I think.
Yeah.
It weirded me out that the theme didn't match, like the intro. I knew something was off. Because I've been watching it on Amazon Prime, you know, with the Amazon Instant Video, and it would start, And it would have the theme, but it wasn't the intro and the theme that I remembered. It was one that was later, and it turned out it was the new Batman Superman Adventures. I guess in like 96 through 2000 or whatever, they would rebroadcast half an hour, or, you know, one half an hour episode of Batman the Animated Series, and then the Superman Animated Series would be in the next half hour. And so they had this new theme and everything, and I kind of remembered that, but that it didn't feel right. And then I heard and saw the theme that I remembered on some of the other episodes, so I started feeling a little bit better. But it's just strange that, like, I couldn't place it, but I knew there was something wrong with that intro the first couple of times that I heard it. And then I finally saw and heard the one that I had remembered. And then I was calm. But it still bugs me every time I, like, put it back to Batman the Animated Series. You know, and I'm not watching the new Batman Superman adventures. I'm watching Batman the Animated Series. Give it, you know, give me the right theme and ending credits and everything. Come on, let's do this right. Sorry. Anyway.
Sounded a little bit irritated there.
No, I'm not irritated. I'm excited because I'm watching Batman the Animated Series again. I remember being an 11-year-old kid in love with that show for... Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it sometime back, I guess it was on Hub or whatever, but they kept showing the same episodes over and over again. So eventually I'm going to have to go back and find like DVDs or something because...
Oh, they sell them on Amazon.
Yeah, I haven't watched them like... I don't think I really watched them since they were on. Somewhere I know I've got VHS tapes. You remember those things? The
yes,
tapes.
Yes, I actually still have one.
And that brings me to something else that I heard this week. I think it was yesterday. That, I guess yesterday was 20 years ago that the last episode of Star Trek The Next Generation aired. And I was like, damn it! I've got that on tape somewhere.
Wow.
What was it called? All Good Things? The two-parter with... Well, I'm not going to say who was in it in case of spoilers, but... Fuck it, it was Q. You know, it's 20 years ago. If you haven't seen it, damn. You don't even like Star Trek, but
yeah. I'll give you. Well, what if it was someone who has a renewed interest in Star Trek because of the movies, and they started with the original series, and then they watched, you know, the original series movies, and then they started watching TNG. And they're about like three quarters of the way through it. And now you just spoiled how the entire series ended.
And they started listening to us?
Okay, good point. But this is available for, you know, we're going to leave this one episode up on iTunes. You know, it'll be the one that we never trim out of the feed, just to make sure that anyone who ever, you know, wants to go back and listen, you know, this will be the episode that will be available from the, it's the culmination of our first 20. We're, you know, it's somewhat of a milestone.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
So
I forgot.
We're
it is
using
20th.
This episode as, you know, as the example.
We're gonna spoil things in this episode.
Well, you just did.
Okay.
You know,
spoiled,
I'm saying,
TNG.
You know, someone in the future is going back to listen to this one, and
aliens
just,
or
and,
I mean, how far in the future are we talking?
I don't know, but they went through that scenario that I was talking about. You know, the new films ignited their interest, and they went back and watch things in order, and they're only about three quarters of the way through. And then you just spoiled it. Good job. I hope you can sleep tonight.
I'll try. I'm going to give one more spoiler. There's no lens flares in Next Generation. So.
Whoa. They're gonna go back. Retract the claws, Kitty.
Come on, they're gonna be like, wait, what's going on? There's no lens flares. I can see things. I'm not blinded by light. What's going on here? What kind of antiquated technology did they have back then in the 90s?
Hashtag morons.
The 20th. Those barbarians. They didn't even have CGI.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yep.
What else can we spoil? Can we spoil Star Wars?
I tried to do a transition to the hashtag morons, but like always.
Yeah, I stepped over it because I wasn't ready for hashtag morons yet.
Oh my gosh. Why not?
I don't know. Because I don't really talk about emotions. Even though I had them this week. That's my hashtag moron.
You butthead, you spoiled it for Tuber.
For Tuber?
For Tuber. Check the Twitter feed.
Is he following us?
Yes, Tuber's following us.
I'm worried about Tuber.
Why are you worried about Tuber?
I don't know.
He's in better health than both of us.
Yeah, no, he's like 115 and he does wrestle bears.
Yeah.
In a one-piece thongy thing.
Tuber's fine. It's called a unitard.
Oh, is that what it's called? I don't know.
I think so.
Fix things up.
I'm picturing him wearing like the wrestler suit of old.
I'm trying not to picture that. No offense, Tuber.
Wait, why not?
I'm just not.
Are you telling me you want? You know, he was ready to propose to you for a green card last week.
And now
you don't want to see him and you don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing it.
I'd be
like, why would you want to come here? I want to get one, you know, for Canada. I'd rather go to Canada.
Well, then you can use each other. But you have to see him in a unitard.
Well, I guess if it gets me into Canada, I could do worse. That really sounds offensive. Damn, I'm sorry, Tuber.
Wow.
I am mean. Mean. Why do I say these things?
Kitty.
I know. I'm sorry, Tuber. Okay, yeah. Well, I guess it is legal up there. I guess we'll get, you know, for the green card. There I go again.
I'm just... What? Respect the base, homie.
Word.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless?
Yeah.
I couldn't even say that.
Yeah. No, I've been trying to take a drink for a while. That's why you keep hearing me put the glass back down, because, you know, you inevitably say something and...
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm taking a drink.
Yeah, take a drink. So... The kitty was being stupid this week by succumbing to his emotions. I'm not good with that.
You're a hashtag moron.
I know. I am. I totally just saw someone at the work this week, and all of a sudden, you know, you get that wave of, I don't know what it is. What the hell is it? You're good with these emotion things.
Let's see. Well, I do happen to know that Texas, yeah.
Yeah, we don't like the emotions here in Texas.
Kind of, well, but I'm just thinking, okay, Carrie Lotion, right? You know, follower of ours on Twitter.
Okay.
She would describe it as the vapors. At least when she feels like being cute, you know, because she's...
So I got the vapors.
Where she lives. Oh, you got the vapors. I already know this story, so I think I'm providing the color commentary on this one. Oh, he got the vapors.
I swooned.
Yes. Oh, yes, you did. You got the googly eyes.
I did. What's wrong with me? I got the googly eyes.
Oh, that sounds Whoa. Like... Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that. And I was going to imply it, but I wasn't going to say it.
I was pretending, like, the eyes, you know, like... But, yeah, I realized I was doing a Beavis.
Wow, it just went so weird. Yes, I did see someone that kind of made the 3 days of working at the big box a
very
pleasant
experience. Let's just go
experience.
For it. You saw someone that made you go boing, oing, 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 oing.
Yeah, and the googly eyes. So crude. I was going to try to make it sound all kind of romantical, and you're like...
Hey, it was unintentional. I didn't mean to take it there. I made the sound, and then I realized what I was doing. You know, sometimes the filter fails me. I don't know what to say. Okay, I don't have a filter. That's really all it boils down to. So yeah just, I made the sound, and then naturally. I decided to own it. Why are you giving me grief?
I'm not giving you grief. You're gonna... I'm going to give myself grief. Smitten kitten.
Okay. Yeah, you were a smitten kitten. Big time. It was so
weird.
Adorable.
It was. I kind of like I got all crushy on somebody. Someone just like it was temporary there at work. They were only there for 3 days and I actually talked to them. How weird is that? That I was just small talk. I don't do this small talk thing. There I am, small talking with somebody.
With someone who gave you the googly eyes, too. That's an even bigger step.
I know, someone that actually wanted to talk back to me. And I'm like, wait a minute, who is this? Why are you here? Why am I talking to you? Why do I get these weird feelings inside my brain that say, are these emotions? Because we don't allow emotions here in Texas. You get shot for that. Or hung or something.
No, you're letting down your anti-intimacy force shield.
That's true. Because they weren't speaking.
I can't remember if he said shield or field. Now that's going to bother me. I think it's the anti-intimacy force field. Yeah, that sounds better to me.
Well, I do know at some point he said olive soup, right?
Squirrel!
But, you know, it was nice to actually talk to somebody that wasn't like, why am I talking to you? Don't you have work to do? And I'm like, they were very pleasant. They had awesome eyes.
Squirrel!
That's a big plus. Why are you going on with this?
I'm sorry.
Trying to be all sentimental
tuber.
And things. And... Oh, good God. What the hell did Tuber say now?
Boing! I love it. The cat is a wood chopper.
Well, that's kind of saying it weird in that manner. Speaking of, never mind. But yeah, it was someone that was very pleasant to talk to. And all of a sudden, I did feel like, I like this person, kind of, in a crushy kind of way. Is that a word? Can you like someone in a crushy kind of way?
Sure.
I was like, what am I like in high school? Because that was like a billion years ago that I liked somebody. And, you know, like I said, we talked. And I liked their eyes. Something about when I first met them, it was like, I don't know. It's just, they asked me something and I was like, all of a sudden, whoa, what? Who are you? I've never seen you before. All of a sudden, things kind of clicked. I don't know. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the thing that Ben Affleck says in Chasing Amy. There was like a shared moment, which was weird. I never had that moment thing.
Aw. That's sweet.
And then actually talking to him. And I was like, whoa. I can talk to you. I like talking to you. And yesterday, just like that, left.
Oh.
I know where they work. They, you know, they work for another store, but I'm like, nah, you know, it'd be kind of creepy to go find them and talk to them and say, hey, what's going on? But I just kind of got that moment where I'm like, you know, it was nice talking to this person. I liked him. Maybe there was a possibility there that I could maybe see if it could go further, but I'm like, nah, I'll just live with that. You know, it's nice just to have that moment and just live with that moment. And besides, I got a lot of things to do, so I don't need some kind of complication. And there goes the force field again. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, how does the force field going down sound?
It goes, meow. And going up, it goes, vroom. See?
Well, but after having a boing, and then it went, meow.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, this is the one.
But there was kind of a moment when we left yesterday, and it was kind of like, didn't even say goodbye. And I was like, huh. And there was a moment of sadness, maybe for the rest of the work shift. Well, probably for a couple hours. And I was like, huh, that happened. Okay. It's almost Saturday. You know, I get to pod and talk about it. Badly. But it made
you're doing great, dude. Keep it up.
But it made 3 days at the crap place, you know, the big box, pleasant. I actually enjoyed going in to work because I actually got to talk to somebody that I had some kind of interest in. Because I never talk to those people. I don't care about those people. They're like, me. I'm like, whatever. I'm just here to work. I don't care about you people. But, you know, for one brief moment, somebody said something to me, and I looked at him, and they looked at me, and, the eyes met, and it was like, whoa, what? And I had no idea what I was doing. Usually, I have a good idea what I'm doing. I go into work. I got a game plan. But all of a sudden, I had no idea what the hell I was doing there. See? These emotions are bad.
No, they're not. They're wonderful.
They distract the logic.
No. They are absolutely wonderful. And I'm so proud of you for actually, whoa, that could have been bad. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Not going there.
Yeah. And we got another listener, Raphael. I'm definitely not going there.
Emotions are good. Emotions are very, very good. I'm happy that they're complicating your logical life.
Yeah, but I got a plan.
Fucking
I'm like
Vulcan.
A Cylon.
Oh, first F-bomb, plan. I think.
Vulcan? That's a B word.
Okay.
I have seen you get all talky and bubbly before, and it was just, that was adorable, yeah. And that made me think of it. I was like, oh my God, that's how I'm acting. I mean, I'm all emotional and bubbly about somebody that I just met and I just started talking to. And, you know, I knew that they were just going to be around for a couple of days. And I'm like, they'll be gone at whenever. And I'll probably never see this person again. And, you know, but, you know, I was at work. So, you know, you don't just get personal at work.
Well,
you know,
was he feeling?
Huh?
I don't know.
It kind of went to work and a little bit of personal talk, but not a whole lot because, you know, I just didn't want to cross any kind of barrier and, you know, what was it? It gets to some kind of weird point where you're talking in a trailer with somebody or something. I don't know. Hello? Where'd you go?
No, I'm still here.
Oh. But it was just, it was weird. But good. I mean, I thought it was awesome. So I have that. You know,
That's cool.
you know, there was, and I was kind of like, you know, do you kind of pursue this later? And just kind of, you know, speak to him, you know, outside of work. But then I wondered to myself, what if I got to know this person and, you know, they were a real jerk or something? And so it just kind of ruins that illusion you have in your mind of, you know, just having that moment with them. And you know, what do you do?
You save it for the pod.
Yeah. And I'm going to say one thing. Don't worry about it, because I think I said it before, too.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just nice to have that. To have that moment and just hang live with that moment and say, maybe there was a moment there, you know, you shared the look. And you could just live with that. And I got other things I'm doing. You know, I got no time for some kind of a potential relationship or anything. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, so I'm looking at the show notes.
Yeah.
You got Smitten Kitten for Save It for the Pod also.
Yeah, that you was kind
more,
of both
you got,
of them.
You got more you want to say?
No, just that, you know, the kitten does have emotions. You know, every once in a while I do have feelings, and, you know, I don't share them a whole lot. And anyone who's met me knows that. Because, you know, some people try to figure me out. They're like, who is this? They don't talk a lot. And wait a second. I got a tweet here.
Yeah.
How dare you, Raphael?
I've been waiting for you to see that one. You have to read it if we're gonna mention it. We have to read it.
Raphael from the We Are Not Here to Please You podcast said, you know, go all creepy and stalkery on that person's ass, and don't forget to listen to Sting. He started singing every step you take. I don't like Sting. I was thinking more of along the lines of possibly John Cusack and
oh my god, really, Tuber?
With the boom button. Wait, what?
Oh my god. Switch over to Midnight Movie Nights. Tuber. Wow. Really? Did I actually say keep it up after he said boing? Oh, wow.
That's so wrong.
Oh, this show's just, yeah. Oh, if only I had a toilet sound effect. Wait, what? Oh, come on. Not that kind of toilet sound effect. Oh.
So, basically, I don't know. For a while, I was smitten with this person, and then they left, and there was a little bit of sadness, and gone. Probably never see him again, but whatever.
Well, who knows? They may get temporarily reassigned to your store again.
Yeah, but like I said, I think I was more proud of the fact that I actually engaged in small talk.
That's
you know,
so
I
awesome.
Never talk to people.
I know, it's great. But do you realize how much you've... just how far you've come? I mean, does it even... does it register, like, to the same degree? I mean...
like in talking and interacting with people?
Exponential. It's... the last 6 months have been amazing. I mean, hell, go back and listen to episode 1 versus episode 20.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, it was crap. Actually, no, it wasn't, because that was the episode that inspired the theme and the cover art. Yeah, so that episode couldn't have been crap. It inspired two different people to to create things. So,
yeah, I would say
comparatively,
that
comparatively, I think to just how far we've come, at least our personal feelings about it. I know I feel a hell of a lot more comfortable now. That we're 20 episodes in. How about you?
Yeah, I am comfortable with that. And, this is something I look forward to. Before, wasn't I hesitant at first? Because I'm like, because I've always been comfortable talking to you when we did watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were like, we should pod that. Record it? I'm like, what? Have people listen to that? No, it's not me, 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 me. And then I shut up.
Yeah. And
now I'm
the ones that are, lost to the ether that we never released.
And you don't have that recorded anywhere?
Oh, I know I have it recorded somewhere.
One day we gotta
just have to have the desire to go find it.
One day we have to
Do you know how paranoid I am with my backup strategy?
Probably as much as I am.
Yeah.
I've got the cloud. I've got an external. I back things up all the time.
Yep.
That sounded weird, but okay. That was wrong. Moving on.
No, that's my point. We've come a long way in these 20 episodes, and that's what I wanted to say for the pod. I really love what we're doing. We're live. We got the whole setup and everything.
We're live.
I'm making pod by candlelight, man. It's freaking awesome.
You still got the candles burning?
I still got the candles burning. Yep.
You showed me your setup yesterday.
Coco away from the burning candle. That might be a good idea.
The monkey?
Yeah.
You got your monkey next to a lit candle?
Well, but it's on the wine bottle. I just don't want any of the wax. Like let's say the ceiling fan or something creates a gust and
You don't want wax on your monkey.
Over. Yeah.
Wax on your monkey. Not a good thing.
It's a shame we don't do regular show titles because wax on your monkey.
That would be good.
I don't know. Fuck it. Should we do show titles? Should we just change this now?
Sometimes I think we should because sometimes I think, damn, that would make a hell of a show title.
Twitter, what do you think? Should we change how we're, instead of naming our shows after our flick picks? We're not even talking about movies, dude.
we
did say life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Yeah.
We will be talking about the movie.
I brought, you talked about the listening to the 80s station and everything. No, we're doing good by our charter. We're going to get to the movies. We're delivering what we said we would. So, but yeah, let's, who cares? Just fuck it. Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Awkward silence. Okay.
I'm saying, who cares?
Yeah. Oh, do you know who? Okay, we have to be really effing careful on this one.
Yeah.
But.
It's not Dave Thomas, right?
No.
That's not who cares. Okay.
Yeah, no. I just realized we were saying who a lot, and people probably thought that we were. Yeah.
No, I already played my part in that.
Yeah. No. We have Doctor Who news.
Who news?
Yeah. Who news? Or who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Whatever.
Who knows? Who cares? Hey, I like that. Who knows? Who cares? That's what we can call it.
Nah, somebody better has Who News.
No, the combination. You know, you say, whoa, okay, hit my microphone. All right, you say,
yes, you smack that microphone. You tell the microphone who is boss.
Hey.
Yeah.
Trying to make something happen here.
All right, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, all right. So, just say, Who News?
Who News?
No, say it with some authority. Come on.
Who News?
Who cares? See?
I like it.
It's the combo.
Okay. Combo platter.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. See? Changing the name of a segment live as we broadcast. Yeah, it's we're not here to please you who has Who News.
Yeah.
Or uses Who News. I'm sure other people do. But we're Who News. Who cares? We care, damn it. Yeah, Doctor Who is going to be back in August. There was a little brief little teaser that was put out there, and it shows 12 in the TARDIS. I thought it was magnificent. Spectacular.
I tried to watch it. I saw it on Twitter, but it was on my phone. It wouldn't play on my phone, so.
That's weird.
I haven't seen it yet. Good? What happened? You gotta, you know, talk me through it.
No, I'm not. Spoilers.
It's a trailer. How do you spoil a trailer that almost everyone but me has seen? And you know, everyone in the world has seen it but me.
Which Sonic?
Like, play it again. One more time. It's the 10th.
The 10th?
No, it was River Songs.
Oh.
No?
Okay. River Songs. River Songs has an important follow-up question. Which setting?
It was the blue setting.
Red.
Oh.
So, here.
Yes, you are, Raphael. Y'all are special and unique.
That was the blue setting. Whoa. What was that? Something fell.
Uh-oh. Squirrel?
The Sonic actually works.
Uh-oh. You gotta be careful with that kind of technology.
Yeah. Okay. Message just received loud and clear.
You're just throwing things around with your Sonic and like...
I didn't realize anything. I was sending that program.
Just all willy-nilly.
Leaping all nimbly bimbly from tree to tree.
So, finally, I mean, we hear something that it's going to return in August.
What are you talking about, Mio?
I'm talking about who cares. August. Doctor. The 12th Doctor. You said it was a brief video. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
How brief was it like?
Very brief. Just a couple of seconds. Maybe just him, 5, 6.
Just the 12th walking around in the TARDIS? So,
not really. It's kind of obstructed, but it's definitely 12. It's a man of his stature, I should say. It's not entirely clear.
I don't know. I think they're taking too long with these, between new episodes and new seasons. You know, I think Trent said it best, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, that they do take too long between these. I mean, unless you're diehard and you dress up or something, you go to cons, I do kind of lose interest after a while. I'm like, well, I'm not even hearing anything. I don't even see pictures or something. And I think there was a picture a couple of days ago, finally, of the 12th and
now there's this little teaser video, you know. They're starting to put it out there. They're starting to build the hype. But
yeah,
are they
but
building
it's been
it too
since
soon?
December.
I don't think they are, because how far away is August?
It's like a couple of months now. 2.5 months?
We don't know. We don't know if it's going to be August 1st or August 31st. Or 31
yeah,
in August, right?
don't know, something like that.
No, wait.
I'm at
July,
time.
I don't August, yeah. Yeah. Okay, phew. had to think about the whole knuckle thing. Oh, God, I hope I did that right. Yeah. No, August has 31.
I'm not sure where the hell you're going with this, with the knuckle thing.
We don't know if it just says August, so we don't know if it's going to be the beginning of August or the end. But 2 months, 1 week, we could be getting Doctor Who.
Huh. And that would be cool.
I certainly, about time. I never.
Huh, did you see that? You totally washed over it. I said it's about time and nothing. Mm. Okay.
Wow. I completely missed it. I shall now hang my head in shame. Take it away, Katie.
Yeah. You hang your head in shame. Geek shame. For missing that. Missing that which I didn't even realize until I said it myself. It was an unintentional throwback to Doctor Who, and I don't know, lift your head again and start talking, because I have no idea where I'm going with this.
I like it when you just start talking.
You start like gibberish, nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what was doing before we started the feed, and I didn't even know that we were not out on. I'm sitting here talking to nobody, and I'm trying to make up some kind of stuff to talk about, and I'm like, okay, this happened and that and blah blah blah, and you're like, oh, we weren't even on. I'm like, damn it. Sound like an idiot.
Wait, you thought that we were on air the entire time?
Yeah. What, were you screwing with me? Saying, yeah, we're on air.
We started the call, and then we were talking about how we were going to set the show up and everything, and that we were just waiting for, the party to stop, and that's when I went and turned on the air and everything. We were doing a little bit of pre-show, and then we finally decided to flip the switch and did some more tests and everything to make sure that this stream is going out, and then...
That's groovy.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, hey.
Squirrel!
That was a rat hole. Okay, why don't we talk about our flick pick?
Well, I was wanting to talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Oh, well, okay.
Do you have thoughts on that for about 65 seconds?
For about 65 seconds? That's rather specific.
Well, Eliza has to go out.
Oh, okay.
She's freaking out.
But yeah, sure. Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, hey, there's a rocket.
All right, be right back.
A rocket? A raccoon. There we go. Rocket raccoon. I'm excited to see, what Bradley Cooper does with the character. I mean, it's another Bradley Cooper character, kind of similar to, it seems to me like he's similar to Face from the A-Team, or even a little bit like his character in The Hangover, even just kind of an instigator. And, even though, he's not going to be, portraying him physically, I would like to see what he does with that character. And Chris Pratt, I think that dude's pretty funny. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. And hey, oh, yeah, Zoe Saldana. I mean, Uhura from Star Trek. And she was in, Avatar? Yeah, I thought she was pretty cool in that. Really liked her in Columbiana. I really enjoyed that movie. Yeah. Not usually big on the, major explosive movies and everything, but I liked that one. She was really, really good in that. And I know I'm forgetting plenty of other things that she's been in. But, let's see, who else is in there? Oh, yeah, we were talking about, who knows, who cares. Karen Gillan, the actress who played or portrayed Amelia Pond. Well, actually, Amy Pond. Amelia Pond was the younger version. But Yeah, Cara Gillan's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy, and apparently it's why she shaved her head, and I really don't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just, I've enjoyed the trailers and all the little videos that they've been putting out, and
who's been putting out what?
Marvel Studios.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy. I never read the comic book, but I am damn interested in this movie now.
It looks pretty neat. It really does. It looks pretty neat.
And very off topic, don't get a dog.
Okay.
They're demanding. When she starts pacing the floor and looks at me, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, crap. She needs to go out.
Well, hey.
And she's looking at me like, you know.
Oh, crap. Hey, she needs to crap.
Yeah. She's like, hey, asshole, I need to go out. I don't have thumbs or fingers or anything. I can't open a door. Let me out. Or I'm going to poop right here in front of you.
That's not good. And I'll also do it in the middle of the night on the bed since, as we previously discussed, I sleep at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, and that's where I'll do it. Right here, right now. Let me the hell out. Okay. You know, and I can't have a doggy door in my room because a doggy door would have to be like 3 or 4 foot wide and 5 foot tall or
Sorry.
Something.
Let's talk about the flick pick or talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, because I know you wanted to talk about that and you didn't really talk about it yet. Let's get back on point.
Okay. Guardians of the Galaxy.
We are at 1 hour at this point.
All right. The trailer. You watched it, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You got to see more of Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
I got the feeling that a lot of people are just wanting to see the movie just because of that, because he's awesome.
It's like I was saying, he looks like he's an instigator. I like it. It's Bradley Cooper doing what, you know, a character that Bradley Cooper does very well, but this time as a psychotic raccoon.
Yeah. And he definitely looks like a raccoon. It's definitely not a person, a smaller person in a duck suit like Howard the Duck.
Oh, God.
Like you talked about the other night. This is, I guess his CG's done very well. He actually looks like a anthropomorphic raccoon with an attitude who kind of, in one part of the trailer is, he hangs out with a tree, and in the trailer, he's adjusting his junk. It's kind of weird.
Fucking walking tree, just like in the Lord of the Rings movie. You know, even the trees walked in that movie.
So funny.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's just all kinds of things going on in this trailer. And I wish I knew more about the comic book. And, I think I'm going to ask, a certain comic book store owner, where would be a good point to start reading this comic? Because, I know it's not going to go along with the movie, but I would like to know about these characters a little bit more.
Well, it is a Marvel comic. So, Stan Lee has a little saying. Every comic is somebody's first comic. So I'm sure you can pick up just any of them and start reading it and be able to follow the story from there. And sure, you'd want to go get more of the backstory, but you never know. You might just happen to pick it up at just the right point.
Yeah.
But yeah, call Trent and...
Yeah, Trent Hunsaker at Death Ray Comics.
Yep. Give him a call. He can give you a... I'm sure he can give you a good recommendation.
Yeah.
Well, hell, someone listening right now might be able to give you a good recommendation. You never know who reads what.
That's true. All right, so we got a movie. We're going to watch it.
Yeah. It was your pick this week.
Yeah, got all nostalgic about it. Have you seen it? Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
It's been so long that I don't really remember it.
It's a movie I watch every once in a while. You know, it's got watchability.
It's got Lisa Kudrow. Let's face it. She's freaking hilarious. So.
And it's got Mira Sorvino. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah. And Janine Garofalo. She's kind of funny in that.
She's kind of funny in everything that she does.
Yeah.
But just kind of funny, you know? Just, like, enough to be like, okay, that chick's funny. All right. There we go.
Just enough, you know, humorability.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Humorability?
Sure. Sure, yeah.
Okay, I'll go for that.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, she's funny. All right, cool. And you just, you know, it's just there. That's it. It's just the right amount.
But it's, well, like I said, Romy and Michelle. Two friends, and they get the invitation for their 10-year high school reunion. They realize that they haven't done much with their lives. So they're trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do to change that? What have we done with our lives in 10 years? So they start creating a persona to go back to their, you know, their old hometown and just make themselves a lot bigger than they really are. And it just kind of goes from there.
What year did this come out?
97, I think.
Oh, wow.
I forgot to look that up. Yeah, it's been a while. It's probably like it would be their 20-year reunion now or something. Or, wait, 97? What's that? Oh, Jesus Christ. It would be their 30-year reunion. Holy crap. Has it been that long?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. No. No, it hasn't been that. No way.
No, I refuse to believe it was ever that long ago.
No. Well, okay, wait. No, it was their 10 year in 97. So, yeah, it would have been their. We'd be coming up on their 30 year.
Oh, good grief. They'd be arriving in walkers or one of those little scooter things. No, not really. They're not that old, but damn.
It would make them in their 50s. Wow, your idea of...
Oh my god. Now I feel so damn old now. Why did I pick this movie? What the hell is wrong with me? In 3 years, this movie's going to be 20 years old. Oh my god. My god, Bones. What... have I done?
Oh, kitty, kitty, kitty. What are we going to do with you?
I don't know. Just put me out of my misery.
Well.
It's a funny movie, though. You know,
it's a Lisa Kudrow movie.
Yeah, she is funny. She's.
Oh, she's great.
I don't want to say she's airheaded. She's just kind of I don't know. I don't want to say that someone's airheaded like that. They're just kind of like aloof, maybe. Is that the word? Doesn't put a lot of thought into just the everyday mundane things. Just kind of like, I got this interest. That's all I'm worried.
Are you talking about Lisa Kudrow or her character Michelle?
Yeah, character Michelle.
Okay.
I'm talking about Lisa Kudrow. I don't know her personally.
I was just a little concerned because it wasn't clear.
I was like, oh yeah, last week I was talking to Lisa and she was like, all over the place. And I'm like, come on, Lisa, focus, focus.
Well, I don't know. I enjoy her work a lot. Yeah. I enjoyed her on Friends. Yeah.
Never watched it.
Wait, what?
I never watched Friends.
Oh my gosh, I loved
it. I never watched Friends. I never watched Frasier.
Oh my god, you never watched Frasier?
I watched part of Cheers.
Okay, all right, Cheers, okay.
I knew that's where Frasier was from, so.
All right, well, did you ever watch Web Therapy?
I saw part of it. Wasn't that on HBO? Or Showtime? Gosh. I knew I wanted to watch it because it sounded like a good concept. And I do like Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, you know.
And I guess it is from Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion. I like her, not from Friends.
I think it was Showtime. Now I'm trying to remember. You got me stuck.
Awkward.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Showtime. I mean, I know it's gotta be Showtime because I canceled Showtime and I was just looking on HBO the other day for other shows and Web Therapy wasn't there. So, I mean, it's not one of the ones that I watched a lot, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, like, I really like what Lisa Kudrow does. You know, she's one of those actresses that she always finds a way to make you happy. That's really what it boils down to. She's just got that great quality.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we're going to watch that movie.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think it's pretty clear I'm starting to get a little tired, so I think we should wrap this up. But, we gotta watch a movie. Then we gotta get up early. Or at least early for me. I mean, you're gonna get probably about the same amount of sleep, because we're both planning on doing something tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, and on a related note, we are calling into We Are Not Here to Please You podcast for their 30th.
Okay, so I see what you were doing there, and now I'm gonna ridicule you for it. You were trying to burp because we were talking about calling into We Are Not Here to Please You for their 30th show tomorrow, and so you were inducing a burp. Because Raphael always burps on their show. And both of us laugh. And I gave you crap about it last week and said, hey, we are not here to please you. Wow, that's hard to say.
Yeah.
Try and say that. We are not here to please you.
Where did you go with it? It's very simple. We are not here to please you.
Yeah, but I'm saying that we are not want pay.
Yeah, we're not want pay. Only want pay can be want pay.
And they own the burps. You know, if you can't play to their level, then don't play at all. And you did not play to their level, and you were trying to do a throw to them. I'm sorry,
my friend. I was trying to do an epic burp.
Yeah, you
did not work.
You failed.
I was practicing all day.
Raphael, jump on Skype, give us a call, and give us a burp. Come on, I dare you, sir. I can extend this out a little bit longer.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning for them over there. You know that.
Yeah, but he's listening, and I'm sure. And if it's it's not 3 o'clock in the morning over there for them.
I don't know what time it is over there. It's like European time.
It's European time.
I can't keep up with the Canadian time. You know how the Canadians are. Jim, back me up. You've got the metric system time, right?
What? Okay, in Helsinki, it is 10:31 a.m. right now.
Well, he's not going to be able to burp. He's not drinking this early.
I don't know. Is he?
I don't know.
Raphael, are you drinking this early? Are you able to burp? Can you call us and join us on Skype?
And he's like always. He burped maybe once or twice. And you just kind of clung to that.
Per episode?
It was an epic burp, the one that I heard.
There were a few episodes in a row where he burped. I don't think it was just one or two. But either way, it was an epic burp, sir.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was totally afraid that I, I would fail at the burp, and I failed at the burp.
Aw, bummer. He can't call in right now, and no, he's not drinking. So that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and you for listening. Yeah, we are in a whole bunch of places now. Just go to your preferred podcast location. Yeah, why am I telling them to do something that they're already listening to? Well, here's how you tell other people.
If they want to listen to it again.
Here's how you tell other people to find us.
I mean, because unlike me, they're going to listen to it again.
Yeah, and
Squirrel!
Okay. You just got me to grunt. Congratulations, Kitty.
You're welcome.
And that was... Actually, I played the wrong one. It should have been.
No, hold.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so here's how you tell other people how to find us. Yeah, I don't know. No, we're... You know, open up your favorite podcatcher, you know, maybe podcasts on an iPhone or Stitcher on just about any device, or even, you know, soon to be TuneIn. You know, or maybe just go to Midnight Movie Nights, and that's Nights with a K, .com. You know, I should register Midnight. I shouldn't say that on a live stream. Fuck it. I'm going to, you know, we'll do it live. I'm going to register Midnight Movie Nights. That's nightswithak.com. Yeah. If anyone beats me to that, well.
I will find you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I should have done the line from Taken.
Shit, I'm really tired, dude. We need to start watching a movie.
Okay, we'll watch
just,
a movie.
Yeah, your favorite podcatcher, whatever it may be. If you search for Midnight Movie Nights, Nights with a K, and you can't find us, please, please let us know. And we will figure out how to get ourselves added to whatever directory it is that particular podcatcher is, you know, sourcing from.
Yeah, if we're not there, we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll way there.
Maybe one of the good ways of letting us know is midnightmovienights@gmail.com. Yes, we have the email.
Yeah,
and
we'll
it is actually properly forwarding to my inbox now, in case one of us forgets to check it. So that's Midnight
Movie
Nights.
Wherever it is we need to be.
Yeah, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. Thanks for joining us.
Midnight.
Just like that, we ended. Just
No, we need to start watching the movie because, you know, how long is the movie? Like, at least 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that will and we got to get up and in what?
Oh.
6 hours or so to call them. Seven hours at this point.
That's right. We do have to call them.
Yeah. So, Yeah.
Let's... 30 episodes. Eventually, we're going to reach that point.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're at 20, you know. We're getting there. We're at 20. Congratulations. Hooray. We haven't killed each other yet.
No, not yet. I mean, I'm still young.